Thank you for calling the Dial a Story Hotline. This is Happy Endings by Margaret Atwood. C. John, who is an older man, falls in love with Mary. And Mary, who is only 22, feels sorry for him because he's worried about his hair falling out. She sleeps with him, even though she's not in love with him. She met him at work. She is in love with someone called James, who is 22 also, and not yet ready to settle down. John, on the contrary, settled down long ago. This is what is bothering him. John has a steady, respectable job and is getting ahead in his field. But Mary isn't impressed by him. She's impressed by James, who has a motorcycle and a fabulous record collection. But James is often away on his motorcycle, being free. Freedom isn't the same for girls. So in the meantime, Mary spends Thursday evenings with John. Thursdays are the only days John can get away. John is married to a woman called Madge. They have two children, a charming house which they bought just before real estate values went up, and hobbies which they find stimulating and challenging when they have the time. John tells Mary how important she is to him, but of course he cannot leave his wife because a commitment is a commitment. He goes on about this more than necessary, and Mary finds it boring. But older men can keep it up longer, so on the whole, she has a fairly good time. One day, James breezes in on his motorcycle with some top-grade California hybrid, and James and Mary get higher than you believe possible, and they climb into bed. Everything becomes very underwater, but along comes John, who has the key to Mary's apartment. He finds them stoned and entwined. He's hardly in a position to be jealous, considering Madge, but nonetheless he is overcome with despair. Finally, he's middle-aged. In 2 years, he'll be as bald as an egg, and he can't stand it. He purchases a handgun, saying he needs it for target practice. This is the thin part of the plot, but it can be dealt with later, and shoots the two of them, and then himself. Madge, after a suitable period of mourning, marries an understanding man called Fred, and everything continues as an A, but under different names. D. Fred and Madge have no problems. They get along exceptionally well and are good at working out little difficulties that may arise. But their charming house is by the seashore, and one day a giant tidal wave approaches. Real estate values go down. The rest of the story is about what caused the tidal wave and how they escape from it. They do, though thousands drowned. But Fred and Madge are virtuous and grateful and continue as an A. E. Yes, but Fred has a bad heart. The rest of the story is about how kind and understanding they both are until Fred dies. Then Madge devotes herself to charity work until the end of A. If you like it, it can be Madge, Cancer, Guilty and Confused, and Birdwatching. F. If you think this is all too bourgeois, make John a revolutionary and make Mary a counter-espionage agent and see how far that gets you. Remember, this is Canada. You'll still end with A, though in between you may get a lustful brawling saga of passionate involvement, a chronicle of our times, sort of. You'll have to face it. The endings are the same however you slice it. Don't be deluded by any other ending. They're all fake, either deliberately fake, with malice intent to deceive, or just motivated by excessive optimism, if not by downright sentimentality. The only authentic ending is the one provided here. John and Mary die. John and Mary die. John and Mary die. So much for endings. Beginnings are always much more fun. True connoisseurs, however, are known to favor the stretch between, since it's the hardest to do anything with. That's about all that can be said for plots, which anyway are just one thing after another. A what, and a what, and a what. Now try how and why. That was Happy Endings by Margaret Atwood. For previous Dial-A-Stories, visit the archive at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.